It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it is brought to you by GoPSURV.com for all of your tailgating needs, for any Penn State game, RV needs that you have for any Penn State game, whether it be a couple games, a single game, GoPSURV is your guys. I'm going to get out of the way because... Ross, first of all, how you doing? Welcome in.
Thank you, Andy. I'm a little nervous.
This is all about Jim Galante.
We're changing up the seats, and it's very rare when the boss says, "I want to be in on this segment. I have some things to bring up to Ross." No. I feel like I just went to the principal's office or something. I feel like I'm in trouble.
Ross, it is not a case of me wanting to be on. I needed to be on.
Okay.
It's all you guys.
All right. We, as you predicted last week, Ross, we got a lot of feedback on your segment, Tucker's Tape, last week about Penn State losing out on a few recruits to Alabama.
Right.
So for our listeners who didn't hear the segment, if I could sum it up, essentially a week ago you said Alabama is kicking Penn State's butt in recruiting. Is that a...
Yeah, I think, and for the names in particular, there's three guys in what I would say is Penn State's region that had it come down to Penn State or Alabama as their final two. Antonio Alfano from North Jersey. John Mechie from
New Jersey.
He's there now, but he's in Maryland. He went to Maryland last year. And then Jaleel Billingsley, the tight end from Illinois.
Yeah, okay.
Those three guys, it came down to Penn State or Alabama, and they picked Alabama. Plus, there are two guys from the D.C. metro area that are really good players that Penn State wanted that chose Alabama. So that's five guys in what I would term, Illinois is debatable, but he had it down to Penn State and Alabama, and Penn State's a lot closer to Illinois than Alabama is. It's Big Ten country. So that's five guys that are in Penn State's region, what I would consider to be Penn State's turf, and they picked Alabama instead of Penn State. Three of whom, it came down to those final two. Okay. So that was kind of the premise.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to go at them point by point, some of the things that were sent to me in email. I'm going to avoid the comments that called you a moron, though. We'll work around
that.
That's all
right. I've been called worse.
I'm going to go a little backwards because this happened towards the end of the segment. Julian Fleming was also brought up, and you mentioned that Penn State has to be careful about Alabama poaching him. And I had several people bring up the fact that Alabama was not in his final,
six,
and Alabama wasn't listed there.
Yep.
But there's still a concern for you.
Well, so probably not. But, Cameron Kelly recently didn't have Virginia Tech listed in his top eight, and that's who he picked. And all the crystal balls. Sometimes kids play games. I don't know if that's the case. Somebody tweeted me or something and said he didn't have a good experience on his visit to Alabama. But I think my point about Fleming is more they got to get him more than it is with Alabama.
That's fair enough. And I actually made the point with Fleming that just because Alabama didn't make the final six, does that mean they're going to stop recruiting him?
Answer to that, by the way, is no.
Okay. Let me get through some of the other points that were brought up that I think were interesting. Penn State finished second to Alabama. A couple listeners and a couple folks I saw on message boards talked, is that really such a bad thing? If you're finishing second to Alabama, the team that's a perennial number one in recruiting, it means you beat out everybody else but Alabama. Doesn't it say something for Penn State's recruiting that they were second to only Alabama for some of these recruits?
Well, we don't necessarily know for all of those guys if Ohio State, Michigan necessarily offered them full scholarships or some of the other national programs, Georgia, USC, schools like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say that they're necessarily second above all those other schools. They're second among the schools that those kids were considering. And I do think you can say that there's something positive about that, because 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was, Penn State really wasn't in the running for a lot of those kind of kids. So I think there's something that's positive about that. My greater point wasn't that Penn State's in a bad place or whatever. Penn State's in a great place. They've won back-to-back double-digit seasons. They're recruiting great. My point was, if they want to be a college football playoff program and they want to be a national title contender, I don't think you can let Alabama get five kids in your region that you wanted.
Right. Well, let's talk about a couple more of the kids that were in Penn State's region and committed to Penn State. They had Alabama offers. This is some of the issues that were brought up. Also brought up was that Alfano, there was a little more to his recruiting than straightforward. And I don't know all the details of it, but I think Penn State did a little backpedaling with Alfano. They weren't.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
That might be the true, but I hadn't heard that.
Okay.
And it's possible.
Well, there's also several recruits that did have Alabama offers that did commit to Penn State, like Brandon Smith, Beeman, Wilson, Brisker, and I'm reading a little bit off of what one of our listeners pointed out. Could there be a case of a little bit of recency bias since the last couple guys that Penn State was in on picked Alabama, where these other recruits who picked Penn State earlier, it's kind of easier to forget them?
Well, the first thing I should say is that I was wrong, and that there were more guys that had Alabama offers than I realized. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, because I had somebody tweet me at Ross Tucker NFL and say, hey, Ross, Beeman and Wilson, they had Alabama offers as well. And I'm glad they did. And by the way, please, if I'm ever wrong or I make a mistake, let me know. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm wrong all the time. I got a lot of gigs. I got a lot of stuff going. I'm not Penn State 24/7. I'll also say this. Just because you have an offer doesn't mean it's what's called a committable offer. I remember reading that Brisker had an Alabama offer. I did not remember reading that about Wilson or Beeman, but if you look back, it shows that they had Alabama offers. But not every offer is a committable offer, meaning they might offer, but then when it comes time for the kid to say yes, they might kind of pull back. I think that's the case with Cameron Kelly. I think Cameron Kelly wanted to go to Penn State or Clemson, and when it came time to announce, Penn State said, we already got enough DBs. It's not a committable offer anymore. So if you look at Cameron Kelly's page on his recruiting thing, it says Penn State offer, but when he wanted to make his commitment, he didn't really have one. He couldn't really go there, right? So I don't know if Wilson and Beeman and Brisker, I don't know if those kids had committable Alabama offers. But even if they did, even if, let's just say they did, I think it's less recency bias and more it didn't come down. Like, you never heard those kids say it's either Penn State or Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, we have three kids recently that said it's either Penn State or Alabama. With those other guys, it was like there was five or six teams, and then they picked Penn State. And you didn't even hear about Alabama really being the other real threat for those guys. So I think that's kind of what was in my head.
Well, and I agree. When it comes down to two schools and you see, that's when you start to say, oh, they picked this school over that school.
Right.
And I think, and I'm probably looking at this a little bit with my blue and white glasses on, you know, my Penn State bias. But I think when I look at it, I think there's no doubt Penn State does better when it's in the region, the Virginias, the New Jerseys and all. But I thought a great example of Penn State going a little more national with their recruiting was when they brought in Lance Dixon and they beat Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State as the other finalists. I think that was a major coup for them.
Yes. That is a great point. And I think that is something that Penn State needs to do to get to that level. If they're able to get big-time prospects from other areas and out of the backyard of a school like Michigan, especially in Michigan State and Ohio State, one of them, that's huge. My greater point was, it's not like Penn State's losing these kids to Alabama that are in Alabama or Georgia or Florida. I mean, we're talking about DC Metro, North Jersey, Illinois, three DC Metro kids. It just feels to me like if Penn State wants to be a consistent national playoff contender, and let's not forget, they're in a much better place than they were, but they haven't been to the college football playoff yet. And if they, and Alabama goes every year and Alabama wins the national championship, or at least is in the game seemingly every year, I just don't think you can let Alabama come up here and get five kids in your backyard mm-hmm. that you want. I just think, I mean, just hard to imagine Penn State beating them if that happens, right?
I get that point, but I think, and again, a little bit, I'm doing this as the Penn State fan, and I'm seeing the recruiting over the last couple years, and I can't remember which writer brought this up, which I thought was a great point. Whenever you hear the people saying stars don't matter, well, stars do matter. Over the, his point, over the last decade or so, every single national champion had more 4 or 5 star recruits on their roster than not. Penn State just passed that threshold this year, going into the 2018 season. So I think, and if you add in their 2019 commits so far and where they're headed, I think they will stay in that elite group. So I think the what got to the Penn State fans was, here's all this good news. They're projecting the correct way.
Yeah.
And I think you threw a little shade on them.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And I think it's also fair to say it doesn't happen overnight. You know, like if you're a program that just overnight starts to get all these kids to come to Penn State rather than Alabama, then you're probably Ole Miss and you're probably paying them a lot of money.
Like Ole Miss, the one
you're probably Ole Miss and you're probably paying them a lot of money. The greater concern is that it's not only that Penn State's not getting the kids that they want in the South that Alabama wants, they're losing a lot of the kids in their region. Which, by the way, I think it's interesting that Alabama is getting so many kids out of the South. Well, you know, not in the South, getting kids up here. Well, like
how much of that is Josh Gattis?
I don't know that answer. I mean, I think it's hard to tell. I think that's the answer with the Mechie kid. I think that probably had something to do with Antonio Alfano as well. And let's be honest. I mean, Alabama has like 5 first-round picks every year. They go to the national championship every year. I mean, how many people – like, I pick Penn State over Alabama, but unless you grew up a Penn State fan, I think it's tough for Penn State to win a lot of those battles right now.
Since there's a little time left, I want to get in one last point, which is forgetting the overall point system, which credits quantity over quality. Penn State ranks, I believe, 5th in average rating with the recruits, behind Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Oklahoma.
All right, that'll do it. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.